This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Gujarat today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will participate in a program at Dediyapada in Narmada district on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, marking 150th birth anniversary celebration of legendary tribal leader and freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. Mr. Modi will also visit the under-construction bullet train station in Surat this morning to review the progress of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail corridor, which is one of India's most ambitious infrastructure projects, symbolizing the nation's leap into the era of high-speed connectivity. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah extended greetings to people of Jharkhand on State's Foundation Day today. In a social media post, President Murmu said that the talented and hard-working people of the land of Bhagwan Birsa Munda have enhanced the pride of the state and the entire country. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The land of Bhagwan Birsa Munda, enriched with tribal culture, has a history filled with tales of courage, struggle and self-respect." Home Minister Amit Shah, in his message, said that Jharkhand has played a leading role in every endeavour, from the freedom movement to fostering national pride. The ruling National Democratic Alliance has secured a thumping majority in the Bihar Assembly elections, winning 202 seats in the 243-member house. The results for all the constituencies were declared by the Election Commission last night. The RJD-led Mahagathbandhan managed to win only 35 seats. A party or an alliance needs 122 seats to form the government in the state. Our correspondent reports that an informal meeting of the coalition partners of National Democratic Alliance, including JDU and BJP, is expected to take place today in Patna to discuss the formation of the new government. Early indications suggest that Nitish Kumar is likely to be sworn in as Chief Minister of Bihar for a record 10th term. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi stated that victory in Bihar elections is a mandate for the politics of development and a rejection of the politics of nepotism. Addressing party workers at BJP headquarters in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Modi said that this is a victory for the women of Bihar who had to face the wrath of RJD's Jangal Raj.
Bihar mein kuch dalon ne tushtikaran wala MY माय फॉर्मूला बनाया था पर इस जीत ने एक नया एम वाई माय फॉर्मूला दिया है और ये है महिला और यूथ और इसमें उनकी इच्छा उनकी आकांक्षा और उनके सपनों ने जंगल राज वालों के पुराने सांप्रदायिक माय फॉर्मूले को पूरी तरह ध्वस्त कर दिया है.
He congratulated the people for reposing their faith in democracy and the Election Commission by voting in record numbers. He called it a victory for democracy, which has strengthened trust in the country's electoral process. Andhra Pradesh has attracted over 11 lakh crore rupees in investments by signing MOUs with 400 companies at the ongoing CII Partnership Summit 2025 in Visakhapatnam. The projects are expected to create 13 lakh jobs. Most agreements were inked with the energy, food processing, industry, IT, trade and municipal administration departments. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan inaugurated the two-day summit yesterday. The theme this year is Partners in Progress, India's Roadmap to Viksit Bharat 2047. Union Social Justice and Empowerment Ministry is organizing Divya Kala Mela from today at Lucknow University in Uttar Pradesh. Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment, Banwari Lal Verma, will formally inaugurate the fair tomorrow, which will continue till 23rd of this month. In badminton, star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen has stormed into the semi-finals of the Kumamoto Masters Japan tournament. Paris Olympics semi-finalist 2024, Lakshya secured a win over former world champion Lo Kian Yu of Singapore in the quarter-finals yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.